Thursday, October the 7th, 10-2-9-3-5-7-7-1. Day 5 before Shabbat Parashah Noach, Noah. Genesis 10.
Nations descended from Noah.
Now this is the history of the generations of the sons of Noah and of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elish, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Of these were the islands of the nations divided in their lands, everyone after his language, after their families, in their nations. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sapta, Rama, and Sapteka. The sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before Yahweh. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land he went into Assyria, and built Nineveh, Rehobother, Calah, and Rezin between Nineveh and Calah, the same as the great city. Mizraim became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Kosluhim, which the Philistines descended from, and Kaphtorim. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, Heth, the Jebusite, the Amorite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Afterward the families of the Canaanites were spread abroad. The border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, to Gaza, as you go toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, to Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their languages, in their lands, in their nations. To Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, to him also were children born. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad became the father of Shelah. Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Amodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jura, Hadarim, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Their dwelling was from Meshah, as you go toward Sephar, the mountain of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their languages, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. Of these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Genesis 11, 1-32.
The Tower of Babel.
The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. It happened, as they traveled east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they lived there. They said one to another, "Come, let's make bricks, and burn them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let's build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top reaches to the sky, and let's make ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth." Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. Yahweh said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them, which they intend to do. Come, let's go down, and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So Yahweh scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth. They stopped building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there Yahweh confused the language of all the earth. From there, Yahweh scattered them abroad on the surface of all the earth.
Shem's descendants.
This is the history of the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and became the father of Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. Shem lived 500 years after he became the father of Arpachshad, and became the father of sons and daughters. Arpachshad lived 35 years and became the father of Shelah. Arpachshad lived 403 years after he became the father of Shelah, and became the father of sons and daughters. Shelah lived 30 years, and became the father of Eber, and Shelah lived 403 years after he became the father of Eber, and became the father of sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years, and became the father of Peleg. Eber lived 430 years after he became the father of Peleg, and became the father of sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years, and became the father of Reu. Peleg lived 209 years after he became the father of Reu, and became the father of sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years, and became the father of Serug. Reu lived 207 years after he became the father of Serug, and became the father of sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years, and became the father of Noher. Serug lived 200 years after he became the father of Noher, and became the father of sons and daughters. Noher lived 29 years, and became the father of Terah. Noher lived 119 years after he became the father of Terah, and became the father of sons and daughters. Terah lived 70 years, and became the father of Abram, Noher, and Haran.
Terah's descendants.
Now this is the history of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Noher, and Haran. Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth, in Ur-Kasdim. Abram and Noher took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Noher's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, who was also the father of Iscah. Sarai was barren. She had no child. Terah took Abram his son, Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. They went from Ur-Kasdim to go into the land of Canaan. They came to Haran and lived there. The days of Terah were 205 years. Terah died in Haran. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.